let's say this too. You agree with somebody about something and say, I'm not going to do that either. Or you might hear this person say, I'm not going to vote for that man. And you aren't going to vote for him either. So what would you say?
I would say I'm not going to vote for him either.
Okay. And you could say, me.
Me too.
Or, me neither. Say that.
Me neither.
Patty, knock that off. That's
enough. What's this part of your head above your eyes that you touch sometimes when you're tired?
That's your forehead.
And men go to the barber sometimes, and the barber will cut what for them?
Cut their hair.
And he could also cut what else?
Their whiskers.
What's another name for whiskers?
Beard.
Where did an old-time storekeeper used to keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Which one? Which one is this?
Well, it wouldn't make any difference. The right or the left.
Let's say that somebody's mumbling and you can't hear what they're saying. So you might tell them to take that chewing gum out of your...
you're telling me? Out of your mouth.
And we go to a dentist to have him look at one...
At one tooth.
Okay. Or he could look at all of our
teeth.
And what would we call the flesh around our teeth?
Your gums.
Mama, let's say that you found a baby bird in the yard and he was so small that you could hold him in what?
In the palm of your hand.
And if you got mad at somebody, you might shake one.
You shake your fist.
And you could get mad and shake both of your...
Both fists.
What would you call the place where two bones come together in your body?
That's a joint.
And the upper part of a man's body would be his what?
His chest.
And a big man would have broad
shoulders.
Let's say that we knew a man who had a lot of trouble with his legs and so forth. And we might say that the pain ran from his heel all the way up what?
All the way up his leg.